Bill.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, the thing is about, you ever heard of the USS Constitution?
I absolutely love that boat.
Old Ironsides.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They called it Old Ironsides because the cannonballs used to bounce off the side of it.
Right.
They didn't explode. They just bounced.
Well, why are these cannonballs exploding then, Bill?
That's a good question.
Goodbye, Bill. If you can't come to me with an answer that is full of plenty of good sense, I don't want to hear from you.
Do not toy with Madame Fa... Do not toy with Madame Fatulina.
I have a pretty good idea why those cannonballs explode.
Why is that?
Because when they form them, they have air pockets and bubbles in them.
Mm-hmm.
And when they set either in the ground where it rains on them or they're under the water...
For 400 years or so.
Yeah, the water gets in them. And then when you heat them up, that water creates steam. And they explode.
That is a theory. Rick, is your theory the same?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you. And how about you, Deke?
Yeah, that's my theory.
All right, and you, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Just
okay,
exactly.
Kevin, what do you say?
Yes, that happened.
All right. Mary, and you have the Bible quote. Can you give it to us, please, about the end of the world and
yes.
the chips?
Yes, I can.
All right.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's a tad bit long. It may take about 30 seconds.
Oh, it's okay. We've got 30 seconds for you and the Bible.
Hang on.
Okay,
I'm going to run.
Hang on a second,
hang
Mary.
Hang on just a second. Can you hang on?
Yeah, she can hang on a second.
I'm going to run the clock of Jesus.
Okay.
Is that a Revelation chapter 13, verse 13?
Okay. Ooh, that's weird, isn't it? 13 and 13.
I know, it's kind of ugly, huh?
Hang on a second. He's got to get the clock started. And if he can't, I have the other one. I have the Holy Ghost clock that I can run if you can't get the Jesus clock. There it is. Okay, go ahead.
Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He had performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men.
Go to the Mark of the Beast. Go ahead.
Okay, Mark of the Beast. He also forced everyone to receive a mark mm-hmm. on his right hand or on his forehead.
Right.
So that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark.
Right.
His number is 666.
666.
Okay, so...
Or if the beast is doing a handstand, $9.99.
See, and I think that is interesting, if nothing else. So,
but
Mary, thank you. Thank you for knowing your Bible.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean? You find the Bible just to be an interesting little bauble.
We had this discussion off the air yesterday, Mary, John and I said, mm-hmm. I think the Bible is if nothing else, is just a history book, right?
That's the way I always look at it. It's to look back on
yeah,
and learn from.
You can learn from history.
Exactly.
Will you tell me how you extrapolate, then, the silicone chip implant with the sign of the beast?
That you cannot buy or sell without the sign.
That's
either on your hand or your head.
That's the extraction right there.
Well, you know what this silicone implant is for, though, don't you?
No.
Well, I wonder what it is for.
What the hell is it for?
What is it for?
And that's the thing that tripped me out. I have to say, Mary, when I put it in my finger on the registration pad at the grocery store the other day, I kind of felt like that. It felt funny.
But it's the same thing as showing a driver's license or giving a social security number.
Yeah, but
it's a means of identification.
Yeah,
it's
but
just another means.
May I say something?
Yes, go ahead.
That's like saying your library card is the sign of the beast.
Anyway, it's an interesting reference, and thank you for calling, Mary, and thank you for knowing your Bible.
If I had more time, I would give you the wolf collar, connect you to the rainbow, but we're trying to
connect me to the rainbow. I need to
Mary, would you like to be on the Melody Ranch quiz, Will?
I would love to
Then you shall be the contestant. I deem
Thank
it
you.
So.
And we're getting there in just a moment.
Okay, I will
but
hang
right,
on with you guys.
Okay.
Here's little Betsy with traffic.
Excuse me?
Come on, baby.
No, what'd you call me? I'm sorry. I wasn't quite...
Oh, the little traffic gal. Here
oh,
she
I'm
is
the traffic
her...
gal. What would her name be?
You can go ahead and pick one, you know, whatever suits your mood.
Which one do you like to call me?
Anguish. Anguishina. If you want to give this a drill, a little honey face here, and get through your routine.
Now, a sweet little bundle from Texas, sweetest chocolate candy. The tantalizing honey face.
With some top exercise tips from the ghetto, because you grew up in the ghetto, right?
Oh, yeah.
And ultimate. You're Mexican.
Yeah.
Then you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
alternate. I think I like to be called Chicano, Maynard, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that right, Lolita?
I don't know. You tell me. I'll call you whatever you want to be called.
alternate which hand you slap your bitch up with. Deliver all of old dirty bastard's monthly child support checks on foot.
What?
And do plenty of bench presses with Fat Joe's lunchbox. Sad thing is, I listen to this music.
What, Fat Joe?
Sure you do.
Yeah.
How fat is Fat Joe?
Well, he's really fat. I don't like looking at him. His man boobs are like as big as me.
Bring him in. Have him flash me. Oh, Fat Joe. My.
Man, this is a birthday for me.
Very nice.
Yeah, so far, John's given me Jim Foreman and a pack of smokes. I'm rolling in it.
Remember, with Pall Mall, you can light either end and get satisfying flavor.
It is my pleasure. Okay, we'll go with pleasure on this one. To present...
It would be.
Mud Haugen. Did you see Ali, by the way?
No.
I watched it this weekend, and there's a big chunk of Don King in there, and I wanted to ask you about that.
Was he floating in the toilet?
What do you think about Don King? How do you feel?
Exactly what I just said.
He just said it.
He's just a big turd.
Is he?
The big one.
Roy is. We have to check with. We have to check with the official. He actually counts these people.
Oh, this is. What do you have there?
The big.
Is he the big? What is he?
Turd.
All right.
The big one.
Yeah, that's what he is.
Okay. So did he clean your clock financially? Did he take all the dough?
No, I mean, he's just, he's a parasite.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, sure. He just looks at you like you're a...
That's what
nothing
you are.
To meet a hooker, you're, buys yeah. and sells you, and, yeah. you know, he's the one who makes most of the money.
You're just a wad of hundreds in his wallet.
Oh, yeah.
So, how was the movie? You saw Sandra Bullock?
What was the name of it?
Murder by the Number.
Murder by numbers.
Murder by numbers.
That was the only good thing about the whole movie was the police song that was in it.
Yeah, that was a great record. I'll play that here.
I'd give it about a star, maybe a half a star.
Would you? Out of how many? 100?
4.
Oh.
Okay, now, do you guys, first I ask you, Maynard, do you find Sandra Bullock attractive?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I think that she's quite fetching. If I were a boy, I mm-hmm. would find her quite attractive.
Well, you're not, so you don't have any business saying one way or the other.
That's not true.
No, you can't tell. No. Don't tell me about women that are attractive.
John, you can't make that call. You are not universal. And here's another thing.
Would you want her picking out your women for you, Mutt?
Robin?
Yeah.
Heck no.
All right. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man, I could take you guys both down right now. And it's my birthday, and I'm not
down
doing it.
Where?
Yeah.
Down to the
well, it's hard to go lower than you are. You horse's ass.